Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. Hello and welcome to the program today. If you have your Bibles, I'd like you to turn with me to the book of Colossians. The book of Colossians in chapter 3. I'd like to start reading at verse 8. But before I do that, I want to say that this program is going to be a little bit different from what you normally hear. I believe that the Lord has done something in my heart, and, you know, as a matter of fact, I go to the Word of God and I find that it's not just something that I stumbled upon, but I find it right here in the book of Colossians, that the Apostle Paul wrote it about 2,000 years ago, that there's something that God has done in my heart, and I've been saved for about 12.5 years. And I've experienced something that the Lord has done in my heart and life that's encouraged me, that is scriptural, that is not only scriptural, but I believe necessary for the child of God if he's going to mature in the Lord. Well, let's read and see what we find. But now also, in verse 8, now ye also put off all these, anger, and wrath, and malice, and blasphemy, and filthy communication out of your mouth. Now listen to what he's saying. He says, don't go around thinking and talking and coming across as somebody who doesn't know the Lord. But since you've been saved, go ahead and put all those things off. Leave them alone. And let God change your heart from the inside, and let Him change your whole life from the inside out. Verse 9, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. You say, preacher, what are you saying? You know, if you're a Christian, God has done a miracle in your heart and life. He has changed you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And it dovetails perfectly into the passage that I'm teaching out of right now. That the things that we used to say and do and basically our communication, we need to leave that alone. And let the truth that God has placed in us, that Jesus Christ has died for our sins, and that by putting our trust in Him and asking forgiveness, that our sins are washed away. And that God looks down upon us, and He's not angry with us, but He looks down upon us having trusted in His Son. And He's pleased with us. And He puts the Holy Spirit in us, and the Holy Spirit begins to change us, as I said, from the inside out. We need to put off all the old things that we did before we got saved and allow God to do a new thing in our lives. Let's skip down to verse 15. And it says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Now that's a powerful statement. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, not strife and debate and fear and worry and confusion and anger or whatever, but let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body. And look at this, and it says, and be ye thankful. You see, the Christian experience isn't just, well, we go to church on Sunday, and if we're feeling really good, we might go again on Wednesday night. But you see, the Christian experience, the Christian reality, the Christian truth, the message of the gospel is that Christ changes us. That when we meet the Master, we're changed. And we're different We're fundamentally different. And if you're fundamentally different on the inside, then it should come out. People should be able to look at you and look at your life and look at the things you do and the things you say and say, well, there's something different about him. And for the testimony that others see, and also to help you, I believe that there's something here in the next verse, verse 16, that I'd like to talk about today. In verse 16, it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And look at verse 17, just to finish it out. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. But this verse 16, it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the word of God dwell in you. Let it abide in you. Let it not just be something that you read with drudgery, but let it change your life. Go ahead and live by the Bible. If it says, thou shalt not steal, then take God at his word. And if you have something in your heart, you just says, well, you know, I can go ahead and take that. Well, you need to understand that it's wrong. But let the word of Christ dwell in you richly with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. And this is kind of strange. We understand teaching and admonishing. Well, the preacher does that on Sunday morning. He teaches you and he admonishes you. But look at what it says, one another, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Now, that's kind of strange, but I believe the Lord has something here for us. Like I said, the Apostle Paul wrote it, what, 1900, maybe 2000 years ago? But this is something that God has placed in my heart, in my life. And it's changed me, and it helps me. It says, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. You see, instead of cursing and complaining and griping and things that we say before we got saved that weren't right, we should have instead a praise on our lips, a thanksgiving. We should always, and this is not something that we do just to look like a Christian. But friend, if you're a Christian, if you're truly born again, God has done a miracle in your life, as I've said. And that the things we say should, the Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And Jesus said in another place, he said, don't lay up treasures on earth that the thief and the moth will come and destroy, but lay up treasures in heaven that nobody can steal, that no moth can get to, and it won't fade away. It's eternal. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Let the word of God mean something in your heart. Let the gospel mean something in your heart. Let the Spirit of God have His way in your heart. And then begin to praise Him. Begin to worship the Lord. As it says in the last phrase of verse 15, and be ye thankful. Begin to thank God for what He's done. As I said, it's not just on Sunday, but it should be every day. And the Spirit of God will take the Word of God and begin to do things in your heart, to change you, and to encourage you, and to give you direction. And as it says here, it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. He'll show you what to do. But the thing I want to focus on right now is that he works in you to praise the Lord, to worship the Lord. And as I said, this is what God has done in my heart and life. Now, if you're not going to be embarrassed to listen, then I'm not going to be embarrassed to sing. But to give you an example, on my way over here tonight, the Lord just, I was thinking about the Lord and thinking about, well, Lord, what should I preach on the radio today? And all of a sudden, he began to put certain songs in my spirit, in my heart. And they just began to bubble up. And this is not some spooky thing, but Jesus lives in my heart. Do you understand? And the songs began to come to my mind. And I began to sing them, just me and the Lord. One of the songs that I sang, it goes like this. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. If you know it, sing. All I ask is to be like Him. Go ahead and praise Him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, all I ask is to be like Him. Now, if you were listening to the words, the theology in that, let us be like Jesus. Let us throw off the old man. And let the new man, Jesus, live in us. All through life's journey, from earth to glory. Well, that's where we're going. We're going to heaven. You see what a song like that does? It teaches and it admonishes us to be like Jesus, to live for Him. It teaches His doctrine. Now, don't go singing some little pithy song that doesn't really help you. But you know, if all you know is Amazing Grace and Yes, Jesus Loves Me, then as He brings them to your mind, go ahead and sing them. Another song that I sang was Christ is my everything. He is my all. Christ is my everything, both great and small. And listen, He gave His life for me, and He made everything new. Christ is my everything. None other will do. Instead of singing the latest thing on the top 40 or singing the latest jingle for the soap commercial or the thing that the stuff that you listen to on the TV at night, why don't you sing to the Lord? Why don't you give your thoughts to the Lord and sing to Him and sing for Him? You know, you can praise your way out of every difficulty. You can thank your way out of sickness. You can thank your way out of any trouble and praise your way out of any trouble you find yourself in. If you'll turn your heart over to the Lord. And you know, somebody said, well, if you go to church, we get the idea you might be a Christian, but if we catch you doing it at home, now we know you're a Christian. If you're all alone and you're singing to Him, then that's a pretty sure bet that you're a Christian and you've been changed. I encourage you, learn how to sing praises to Him. It will change your life. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.
There is a name I love to whisper. Any time of day or oh, the peace that accompanies its mention. No tongue can tell, no pen can write. Whisper Jesus, I And if we then would please our Master, then we would praise Him more. Oh, how He loves
my Jesus on the cross, the people crying, looking on, a man would think that's such a tragedy. But what the world not see was when they nailed Him to that tree. He broke the chains of sin and set men thorns of violence, thorns of hate, were growing wildly. All the pain that sin had caused, you know it was so very plain to see. But when the blood came streaming down the cross, where my Savior bled and died, it broke the chain.
You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. And you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Or if you like, you can write me at 324 Codifer Boulevard, number 9. That's Codifer Boulevard, number 9, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.